Just because you're saved, don't think Satan is going to stop trying to tempt you to sin.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Grace Christian Assembly, formerly Germantown Christian Assembly, in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Judgment Day is coming. We can be sure of this one thing: God will one day make an end of sin. But even for believers, as Pastor Brian Grant made clear last week, we shall all one day give an account as to how faithfully we have followed Christ since the day He saved us and recreated us in His image. Listen with us now as Pastor Grant concludes his message, What Does It Mean to Be God's Masterpiece?
I was preparing, I remember when I was in college, how they had a special thing, a special program to honor one of our professors. And man, everybody was trying to work me over that night. Everybody was trying to get me to do things that they knew were not consistent with my testimony as a Christian. Don't think Satan is going to stop trying to tempt you to sin. We must each choose, young man, young lady, we must each choose to give our bodies to God. We must each consciously choose to live a holy life. Have you made that conscious choice yet? Have you made that conscious choice? Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. The Bible is making it clear. Many are entering the broad way that leads to destruction, but very few are finding the way that leads to eternal life. Have you found that road? Are you walking on that road? Verse number 15, it continues. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, listen good, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Did you see that? Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who what? He who does the will of my Father in heaven. Amen. Write this, add this to your notes. Jesus said, a good tree bears what type of fruit? Good fruit. And a bad tree bears bad fruit. You cannot live a life that's characterized by bad fruit while claiming to be a Christian. We got to stop this nonsense, you know, because it is becoming so pervasive in Christianity. You watch people, you listen to them. Listen, their life only reflects bad fruit, but everybody is claiming to be Christian. Everybody is a Christian. It does not work that way. You cannot live a life that's characterized by bad fruit while claiming to be a Christian. There are too many people who the devil has duped into believing they're okay with God because they said the sinner's prayer. Every now and then I remind you, because my worry is that sometimes in Sunday school, there was that precious little 7-year-old little girl who said a prayer because the teacher encouraged you to say it. But since then, there has been no evidence of any change in your life. And I want to challenge you now that you're not 7, you are 17, you are 13. Has there been any evidence of change in your life? It doesn't matter how many times you've said the sinner's prayer, unless there is really a repentance where we are turning from sin and turning to God. You see, listen, unless you repent, the Bible says we shall all likewise perish. Repentance, there's got to be a turning from sin and a turning to God, where we have this made a decision. As the song says, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. And I need to ask you, teenager, young person, older person, have you come to that point in your life? Have you truly repented? Have you truly turned from sin? You see, it's not just adding the sinner's prayer. It's not just doing what I want to do and just quickly say a prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my heart, into my heart. Listen, that prayer into my heart is dependent on assuming that you were turning from sin and turning to God and inviting the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to save you. And if you do that, he will certainly save you. You know, in my late teens, I'll never forget, we had a friend, a sheikh. She always hung out with us, and we were so sure she was saved. And it was years later, we may have been in our early 20s by then, when she finally realized she was not truly saved. She had never personally repented of sin. She was hanging with the Christians. We were doing all the same. We were traveling all over Jamaica singing and listen. But there was no real work of repentance done in her heart. There was never a time when she came before God and admitted that she was a sinner and said, God, I'm turning from my sin and I'm turning to you. Would you please come into my heart and save me? And I'm going to ask you, young man, young lady, have you ever done that? Has there been a time in your life when you acknowledged that you were a sinner? Not only because you sinned, but because you were born a sinner just like the rest of us. Thank God, anyone who comes to him, he will in no wise cast out. I urge you to come to Christ today and receive his salvation. God's salvation requires that we consciously choose to confess and forsake our sin. Amen. God's salvation requires that we consciously choose to confess and forsake our sin. Nobody's going to press you into it. You know, so sometimes if we're not careful as parents, we try to press our children to get saved. No, daddy, mommy, you cannot press any child to be saved. That has got to be a decision they made by themselves, where they on their own consciously chose to confess and forsake their sin. Proverbs 28:13 in the New Living Translation reads this way. People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. Amen? If they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. Please don't miss the key steps. We need to stop concealing our sin. Instead, we must confess our sin. Admit we have sinned. I have sinned. And then determine to turn from our sin. First, every born-again Christian is God's masterpiece, specially chosen by God to carry out his great purposes on earth. Second, as God's masterpiece, we must consciously choose to renounce sin. and live a holy life. And here's the third and final thing I want to share with you today. As God's masterpiece, we must determine to pursue His special plan for our lives. Amen? Don't miss this part. God didn't save you just for heaven. Are you with me, young person? Older person? God didn't save you just for heaven. Sometimes we miss the excitement. Heaven, listen. Heaven is going to be a wonderful place. We used to sing a song, heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Savior's face. Heaven is a wonderful place. Don't worry about my son who claimed the other day that I only sing songs that nobody knows. But what a powerful song that is. Heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Savior's face. Heaven is a wonderful, heaven is a beautiful, heaven is a glorious place. Are you sure you're going to heaven? Are you sure you are going to heaven? Are you sure you have repented of your sin? Have you acknowledged your sin to God? Have you turned from your sin? Hallelujah, heaven. I am sure I'm on my way to heaven. Hallelujah. But as God's masterpiece, we must determine to pursue God's special plan for our life. For God has a plan. As long as you sit there just dawdling and just trying to make it in, oh, young person, older person, it's time to wake up in 2026. So many people are looking forward to heaven. They're just drifting along, waiting to get there. Don't miss the journey. There is joy on the journey. Did you know that? There is joy on the journey to heaven. I can tell you what a joy it is to know that my Savior lives and what a joy it is to serve Him. Even as I watch some of those pictures in Kenya, I can remember the joy I had to be in Kenya twice with Dr. Korich preaching in all them bushes and seeing people from every walk of life coming to know Jesus Christ as Savior. There is joy on the journey. Don't miss out. Sadly, if we're not careful in our churches today, we old folks are doing everything and we're allowing the young folks to just keep along drifting. That ain't going to happen at GCA, amen? Everybody who knows Jesus, God is expecting you to get fired up in 2026 and be involved in His work, amen? Because there is joy, we must pursue His special plan for my life. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Did you hear that? God has big plans that He planned for you long ago. God is willing to equip us with all the resources we need to carry out His plan for our lives. I see some of my teenagers, they said, Pastor Brian, I don't have all that gifting. I don't know. None of us know what gifts God gave us. There's a little verse that says, I being in the way, the Lord led me. You know the way you find out sometimes the gift God gave you? Do you know how? I being what? I being in the way. It's as I am going. As I am going. As I am serving. I'm suddenly starting to say, wow. So let me pick on my son. He probably shocked himself that he could preach. I guarantee you, If you ever knew how much difficulty we had to get him to say one word. I can pick on him. Do you know the only reason he agreed to preach that first time? Do you want to hear the truth? His father had cancer and should have been the preacher and could not preach because he was in the hospital. And so he said, okay. But he was willing. A little odd circumstance. You have no idea. Young man, young lady, you have no idea what gift God has given you. But I guarantee you, God has gifted you. You say, Pastor, you don't know my history. You know how many times I have messed up. God could not use me. Just think again. Just think again. The big issue is, before you start worrying about that stuff, if God had gifted you, would you be willing to use those gifts? If he, assuming he did. Would you? You say, Pastor, he may have. God may have intended to make me his masterpiece, but it's too late for me now. I've blown it so often. I've done so many bad things. I've made such a mess of my life. God is done with me now. It may help us to remember something from the Gospel of Luke. Don't worry, I'm going to land the plane pretty soon. But let's go to Luke 22. Luke's Gospel, chapter 22. This is a story some of us may remember. Luke's Gospel 22, verse 31 to 34. And the Lord said, Simon Peter, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brothers. And Peter said, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Then Jesus said to him, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster shall not crow this day, before you will deny me three times that you even know me. You remember that story? Can you imagine? Simon Peter said, man, you can bank on me. I'll never let you down. No matter what, you can depend on me. But that's not exactly what happened, did it? Because I think you know what finally happened. How Peter denied the Lord three times. Peter says, if everybody deserts you, you can depend on me. But as we all know, in the hour of trial, Peter denied the Lord three times. And as Peter denied the Lord a third time, you remember what happened? The rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus. Before the cock crows three times, you will deny me three times. The Bible tells us Peter went out and wept bitterly. He knew he had blown it. Isn't it amazing that Peter, the one who denied the Lord, was the one the Lord used so mightily and the one who stood with such courage over and over. As you read the book of the Acts, you see Peter standing with courage before the council. You see Peter being thrown into jail and securely guarded, and Peter stood with courage. This same one who was so afraid of Jesus, he denied him, became such a courageous giant when he was willing to make a turn and submit his life to God and decide to do things God's way. And my friend, no matter what your history may be, you may have messed up so many times that you may have lost count, but I want you to know that God still loves you and God still has a plan for your life. Amen. You are God's masterpiece. If you have bowed the knee to Jesus, you are one of his great masterpieces, and God has great plans for your life. And this year, beginning this year, don't put it off any longer. It is time. Now is the day. This is the hour. This is the time to dedicate your life to God and say, God, I want you to use me. I want God's way to be my way as I journey here below. For there is no other highway that the child of God should go. Lord, even the way is dark and rough. If you lead me, it's enough. Because God, I want your way to be my way every day. Young person, older person, is that the desire of your heart? I want God's way to be my way as I enter 2026. God has a plan for my life. I am God's masterpiece. He has saved me for a purpose. And by the power of the Spirit of God living in me, I am surrendering my all to Jesus today. Song says, all to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. And I'm going to ask you, some of you, to leave your seats in a few moments. Those of you who know Jesus as your Savior, as your act of commitment to God, I'm going to ask you, young man, young lady, it doesn't matter, to put your pride aside. Put aside that pride that will say, oh, I don't want people to see me, and come and take a stand for God as we begin 2026. I am surrendering my all to Jesus. But there's still somebody here this morning. You're not sure you're saved. Oh, you've been to our own church a minute and a half. But you're not sure if you died today, you'd be in heaven. You're not sure that the Spirit of God really lives in you. You're not sure you have ever truly repented of your sin and invited Jesus Christ to come and save you. Or you may have been drifting along. Do you realize that a lot of folks who are in Sunday school and church and think they're saved never really were saved? But it could all change today. I'm going to invite you right now to bow your heart before God. Say, Lord, I admit I'm a sinner. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. And once and for all, God, settle it in my life. Cleanse me and change me. I receive you as my Savior today. Would you do that? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, I pray that in the quietness of this moment, there may be someone who said, Lord Jesus, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner, need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.